Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Coming up on TMS, we all have a shelf life.
It's the better Dakota.
Want to try my movie theater pickle?
Vape CBD every day.
Nice. Come on down to Randy Rental.
Getting some weed and Shasta from the Kroger.
Worried about limited heartbeats, plays Resident Evil and screams.
Random person yells into the void. More what? At 11.
Sorry. What's the deal about movie theater pickles?
Ireland, where they sing ditties and eat clovers.
Walk towards the wood chipper.
Stuff that down your green pipe.
Occupying different spaces together.
Much pain in butt.
Press F9 for jury and more on this episode of The Morning Stream.
You have got to destroy that mattress. You have got to destroy that mattress.
Can I get a fish sandwich?
The Morning Stream. You're soaking in it.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Tuesday edition of The Morning Stream for Tuesday, July 6th, 2021. I'm Scott Johnson with Brian Ibbett. Good morning, Brian!
Good morning, Scott!
Hey, man. We're back, everybody. It's now day two of being back, and that means, boy, are we ready for you people today.
Yeah, I mean, I'm looking ahead at the old calendar, and I think I don't see any, no travel for me in July, so I think we're good. I think we're safe, Scott.
Yeah, me too. July is looking good. I don't have anything until August, really, and even then, it's only, yeah. I think it's a weekend or, maybe a Thursday.
Now, it'd be great if your Vegas thing, because that's what you're talking about, right, a Vegas trip?
Yeah.
It'd be great if that timed perfectly with my L.A. trip.
Oh, we could cross over. We could cross the streams. Oh,
across,
man.
The streams, exactly.
Oh, my gosh. Occupying the same space, we turn into Ron Silver and
we're not occupying any of the same space. Oh. You're going to a different place than I'm going.
But, yeah, but maybe we could. Oh, you'd fly probably, right? You'd fly.
Hell yes.
Yeah. You're not going to drive.
Oh, hell yes. Yeah, it was actually the cheapest part of my trip is the flight compared to Disneyland tickets, hotel. Rental cars are ridiculous still, right? Because during COVID, none of those places made any money, so they didn't buy new cars. And I think they even sold some of their older cars to help keep afloat. And now, if you want to rent a car from budget and dollar were my usual go-tos.
Yeah.
It's like 70 to 80 bucks a day, if that cheap. You know?
Those two companies need to change their names from dollar to
there's no budget or dollar. It's right.
Call yourself Bitcoin and not budget. I don't know what the other one to call. It's really dumb. It's super not dumb. I understand these, market conditions do what they do, but that's a bummer. Plus,
maybe Randy will let me rent his car for $20 a day.
Yeah, there you go.
Just leave it at the airport.
I wonder if they started it.
Put the keys inside.
I don't know if that car's been started since back in the day. Who knows?
Oh, but right. Yeah.
Randy Rental. That's right, Jeannie. Perfect name.
Randy Rental.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Come on down to Randy Rental. Where
Budget
we'll get
Deluxe.
Randy. Budget Deluxe. There you go. Perfect. Well, anyway, so it'll be, because otherwise that'd be what, like a 15-hour drive for you or something? Some horrible?
To Orange County, it'd be, because it's 10 hours to Vegas and then another 6 or 7 to L.A.
Yeah.
And Orange County, I mean, but depends on how I come in, but it'd be a ridiculous drive.
It'd be
for me solo, that would be much gas.
Yes.
much gas.
Much gas, much tired behind wheel. Much pain in butt. I would say.
Much pain in butt, yeah. Correct. My It'd be sister. Beautiful.
Yeah.
And I'd be half tempted to just say, I'm in Vegas. Why don't I just stay here?
Just never leave. Yeah, because then you're only 4 hours away from L.A. or whatever. You can...
That's right. Oh, Sac Serra says it's a four-hour drive to Disneyland from Vegas. I guess so, because Orange County is a little more inland than...
Oh, yeah. It's
than where I usually would go, so...
It's not bad at all.
14-hour drive, but still, no.
Yeah, that's why Mitzula likes to hop in his car and go down there all the time. Just head right over.
Good point. Yep.
My sister came for the reunion, and she's still here, technically. She's in town until... I mean, they're seeing some of his family, her husband's family, in Provo and stuff during the week. And tomorrow... the reason I bring her up, she drove 20 hours to be here, because they drove.
Oh, they drove. Yeah. Wow. Well, they had a bunch of kids, and...
Yeah. They got a van full of kids. They got other stuff they wanted to see and do on the way, some friends to see on the way. So, you know, made sense for them. But 20 hours, dude. Oof.
Oof. Yeah.
That's one way, by the way, so...
Right. Where did they? Where was their halfway point? Spend the night.
Wyoming. We're for Wyoming, one night, okay. And then I want to say one other place before that. May have been.
Oh, really? So they did two stops.
Yeah, might have been a Dakota stop, maybe one of the Dakotas south, probably.
Probably the south of the Dakotas.
Yeah, yeah. Of those two Dakotas, south is where you go usually if we're
driving.
It is
the better Dakota. I mean, it's got your Rushmore and Crazy Horse and Deadwood and
all your fun stories come from
what you got in North Dakota. Fargo
blame
yeah.
Anyway, so they're here, and as a result tomorrow's a little weird. The show tomorrow will be normal time, everything else, but instead of Tom and Nicole, my sister will be live here in the studio for her segment, so she won't be here the whole show, but she'll be here from, you know, her time on, like a normal Thursday, except it'll be on a Wednesday, and she'll physically be here. I'll have her on camera. And then Thursday, Tom and Nicole have shifted to that day. So just a little programming note, if things seem a little weird tomorrow and Thursday, it's because we planned it that way, okay? So that's how that's going to go. Yes. It'll be great, though, because their boys are going to be over at the lake fishing and doing the kayaky thing and... what else? I got video games here. They can play if they want. It'll be a good Wednesday for those.
Oh, they'll have a great time.
Yeah.
And that gives me an extra day to tease my recommendal and also to record the audio for my recommend. Actually, I'm going to have two recommendals.
Yeah. Oh, two. Ooh.
Two. I'm already teasing. I'm going to have two. A movie and a show.
I'm going to have one. It'll be a show, and that's all you're going to get out of me. But
all right.
But yeah, it'll be good. I wanted to make a quick shout out to Mark, a listener, longtime listener of the show. I got this email from him. I'll just read it. It says, "Hey, Scott and Brian, I'm writing to say how much my wife and I appreciate the show. My wife and I had a Wendy question answered before our bakery closing during COVID. Do you remember the bakery couple?
Oh, I totally remember that. Yeah, absolutely. Because I wanted, talking about the bakery, I wanted to go to their bakery and eat all the stuff.
Yeah, I want to go there now and eat all the stuff. But anyway, he says... where is it? It says, "Now we are evacuating our home due to the lava fire up here, and the Morning Stream has been a shining light during all of the chaos. Just wanted to thank you all for what you're doing and keep up the amazing show, Mark and Jen." I didn't know about this lava fire business. Is it just called that?
Northern, or is that Southern California? Where is that? That's I'm looking at it right now here.
Lava fire. Hold on.
It is...
I didn't realize
they were Shasta, Redding. So north of, just south of the Oregon border in California. So even north of Redding, which is the most northern I've ever been in California.
Latest update.
Well, the most northern I've ever stopped in California. We did the 101 drive years ago. And so we've been.
I've been past this at some point. But never in there. So it's now, by the way, a quick update from 30 minutes ago. The fire is 25,000 acres have burned. 71% contained, though, so that's good. And looks like they're making progress. So I guess I don't know what their status is now. They probably had to evacuate, and then maybe you're back by now. But Mark and Jen, we just wanted to let you know that the feeling's mutual. We love good listeners, and we hate to hear when people go through hard stuff. But you guys have had a heck of a couple of years, and I hope things get better.
God, no kidding. By the way, can I point out? So right by there, you've got Mount Shasta.
Yeah.
And then northwest of Mount Shasta, you've got Lake Shastina.
Oh, Shasta and Shastina?
Shasta and Shastina. It's like the mountain and the lake. Just
together at last. Yeah.
Right, exactly. And then a little town off of the five called Weed.
Oh, nice. Weed and Shasta. It's my favorite combo.
Weed and Shasta. Exactly. Yeah, let's head over to the Kroger and get some Weed and Shasta.
That's right. And by the way,
Safeway? I think Safeway had Shasta.
Oh, they did? Okay. Yeah, it was a Safeway thing. I think we had them kind of everywhere here. We had a lot of Shasta available.
Oh, did you? Okay. Oh, yeah.
But this reminds me, it's a perfect transition, perfect segue, as they say. Yeah. I vaped, Brian.
What?
I vaped? I forgot to tell you this yesterday because of all the other stuff, but at the family reunion, I vaped, and I'll explain. It's not quite what it sounds like.
Okay.
So, I've never vaped. I don't know anything about vaping or vape culture or smoking or any of that. It's never been my jam.
You had a record. You had a record of not vaping. I can't wait to find out what made you break your record of not vaping.
Well, my main record was smoking, but vaping, you know, whatever. It's kind of connected. and I still have no record of nicotine inhalation outside of secondary, you know, being at a concert or something.
Sure.
But having never smoked or any of that, just never been a thing for me. It seems like about like the last thing you would expect to find in my mouth is a vape pen. However, this happened over the weekend. So a relative said, you need to try this. I'm like, well, that looks like a vape pen. And I'm like, I'm good. And they're like, no. There's no nicotine in this. It is a vape pen. It's a vaporizer. And it's the disposable one. So you get like 1,500 puffs and then you throw them away or whatever.
All right.
It's got...
This was in somebody else's mouth before yours, right?
Oh, yeah. Well, it's someone I knew, and we wiped it down real good. It was fine.
All right. Okay. Wow. This is the guy who, like, even... I think he even Purell'd a brand new Oculus when you pull it out of the box. But okay, all right.
Yeah, Brent, as soon as I get that box open, I'm not letting some manufacturing tester guy's goo be inside of my eye holes. Anyway, so I get this thing, and it's like banana-flavored... some kind of mint thing in there, and then on the side it says 100% CBD oil, 750 milligram CBD something. And so there's CBD, it's a CBD vape pen.
Sure.
And I'm like, now you're sure this has no, I'll try this, but I don't want to do it
no
if it's
THC,
got nicotine.
No nicotine.
Yeah, I don't want any of your addictive chemical nicotine times. And honestly, I don't want it if it's pot because that's illegal currently. But, you know, I'm cool. I'm cool trying your little CBD stick.
Sure.
That's what it is. And they confirmed that it was and looked it up online and everything. And I'm like, all right, I'm going to give this a shot. And so I horked down some CBD business. And just like all the, you know, the old TV shows when some kid would take a drag on his first cigarette, I coughed like an idiot because I didn't know what I was doing. But then breathed in a couple of drags and blown them out of my nose, right?
You went fancy. Nice.
Oh, yeah. Looking like a total, like, just a, I don't know what I would call myself. But I have to tell you, as someone who in the past CBD in the form of like oil and doing like the sublingual use of the oil and that sort of thing's never jack for me. Just nothing. I don't feel a freaking thing. None of the relaxation effects. None of the. It's not. It doesn't get you high. It's just like a, you know, like a
mellows you a little bit.
Yeah, it just mellows you out or whatever. It never does anything for me except that thing. I immediately could feel it. Like my arms loosened up. I just felt looser and less. I don't know, pent up or something. Mm-hmm. And now it makes me want to go to a smoke shop and buy a stick.
So here's what's going to happen. Nick is going to catch you and he's going to say, now you're going to take this vape pen in the closet and you're going to smoke all 1,500 puffs out of it.
Well, this is how I'll think of it because I get really, you probably know this of me, but I get really, if I know something has like so many uses.
Yeah.
Like the first time, I wish I would have never heard this. The first time someone told me that an SSD drive only has so many read-write chances.
Right.
Like the SSDs are amazing. They've changed my whole life in terms of storage and, you know, speed and everything else. But the minute somebody told me, well, you'll get about, you know, 50,000 read-writes to the drive.
right.
Then my brain goes, oh, how many have I done? And
it's
how many am I doing? And
time bomb.
Yeah. I gotta think about it all the time. And I hate that. I hate knowing that there's a limited number of anything in a thing. Like a limited number of charges. Your phone can only be charged 850 times or
like,
whatever.
Oh, my laptop has, it has like 375 charges, full charges from empty to full and whatever, you know, then the percentages before the little battery flag comes up and says, check your battery, service recommended.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. And on a practical level, like Luke's in the chat saying, SSD only lasts a set amount of time. Is this for real? It's not like an expiration date. It's just an overtime thing. So the truth is, practically, I'll never run into it because I've got the way my work goes, I do upgrades every couple of years. Mm-hmm. You're going to be fine in that time range. This is for people where it's like 12 years later. Oh, my drive's acting up. That's who that is. So it doesn't even really affect me, but I still think about it. And I wish I would have never heard it because I like this fantasy. I know that everything degrades and dies, including me. We're all going to die.
We all have a shelf life.
Right. We all have some kind of shelf life, a hit rate number.
You're going to get about 2 to 2.5 million heartbeats out of this thing. So, you know.
Oh, I hope more than that. So somebody once told me, they said you get 1 billion heartbeats for your whole life.
Billion? Okay.
Yeah,
wow.
And I wish they wouldn't have told me that. I wish they would have said, just you get some number. We don't know. Just live, you know, live. Yeah, don't think about the number. I think about the number now as a result.
This is why we don't run so much is because, no, those make the heartbeats come faster. And
yes.
Take a year off my life.
Right. Yeah. That's exactly my brain is weird that way. I don't know why I see this scarcity. I think it's because my sister thinks it's because when my dad, his business crashed when I was a teenager, it just left these like weird markings on me that make me really, I don't know, I get kind of cheap in situations where I don't need to be.
Yeah.
It's like, are you really going to supersize that meal? Really? Because do we need to spend the, you know, like really nitpicky on dumb stuff? And I think it's from that, man.
And I'm the other way. I'm like, what? You mean it's only 50 cents for me to get the Coke Zero I can swim in here at the movie theater?
Right.
Well, sure. 50 cents. I'll might as well get that. I'll never drink, you know, even the smaller amount out of that thing. But if it's only 50 cents, I might as well get it.
May as well. Yeah. All right. Yeah. So here it is. I apologize. I've got the wrong number. It is. Estimated lifetime beats, 3 billion beats if you live to be 80 years old.
3 billion beats. Okay, yeah.
Yeah. If you live to 80, let's say, you're looking at an average of 3 billion beats. So
I was about a thousandth.
Should be a new Deadmau5 album name. 3 billion beats. Right. There you go.
3 billion beats.
Yeah, I'd buy that.
What about the sugar content of that banana-flavored vape?
Oh yeah, I looked into that. It's the one I had was a fake.
It was Vape Zero.
Vape Zero. Vape Zero. It was some kind of artificial flavor, like you'd get in gum. Sugar-free gum. So it's probably like some kind of sugar alcohol or something in there. So yeah, I did ask because I have to. I have to ask these dumb questions.
Sure.
But
sure.
Anyway, I'm not going to be like sucking on this thing every day or anything weird like that. It just was a nice little moment of like, oh, this is how I can do it. Maybe there's some other way I could do CBD, like inject it in my bum or something that would make it work for me, because it doesn't work as just putting oil in my mouth. Mm-hmm. That didn't work.
Chewing on the gummies or anything like that. Yeah.
And gummies
are
fine.
Yeah, I never noticed any of the...
They taste terrible.
What's that?
Those gummies taste terrible.
They totally taste terrible.
Oh my gosh. It's like eating a little piece of meat or something. It's really bad. But have you ever done? You ever got the CBD in your blood? You get the
just through the gummies or the oils. That's it. I've never tried the vaping. Never. Yeah. I don't know what other ways you'd get CBD. The pills, I guess, there's CBD pills you can take, but that's it.
Did you get a sensation of calm?
Got nothing.
And all that.
Nothing either way. Yeah.
That's kind of how I felt in the other way, but
I wonder if I've been desensitized by just being around crazy neighbor for as long as I have to where I'd need to like really amp up the CBD to be able to feel something. Because I mean, there's, you know, breathing the secondhand marijuana smoke, you get the minor levels of THC, and you probably would get minor levels of CBD as well.
Yeah, I would assume so. I have no idea. Someone in the Marl Prime in the chat says, you know, you realize there's sugar in jerky. No, I know. Like when I buy jerky, when I eat his jerky, I don't care because I think Marl Prime's jerky is amazing.
Yes. Oh my God. That pineapple habanero teriyaki. is just freaking amazing.
Yeah, it's insane. But this weekend over at Trader Joe's there, we got some sugar-free jerky. It had no shug in it.
Jerky zero. Yeah. Good. Yes.
Just try to keep it low. It doesn't have to be zero. I just try to keep it low, man. Keep it low.
There you go.
Well, that's all we got there. All the CBD vaping I can do.
Well, let us know if you do end up going to the smoke shop.
Oh, yeah. I'll document that whole thing. You betcha. Yeah.
Some banana. I wonder if you could get it like the Zevia, where you get like a variety pack of fruit flavors in one 12-pack of vapes.
I don't know. Like they do.
Ooh, black cherry.
The word is these $1,500 sticks that run out eventually, or 1,500 yeah. Draw sticks, yeah. Uh-huh. Are $20 a piece, and I'm trying to decide if that's a good deal or a bad deal. Because $20 is $20, but is that... I don't know. I guess if it works, it's worth it. I don't know.
Sure.
I don't know.
Sure. Well, but you also have to refill them, right? Or is it 1,500 puffs on the same one?
Oh, that's a good question.
Without a refill.
Yeah, I don't know. Plus, you know, we're still like, I don't know, 10 years away from really good studies on how vaping did things. Like, did it screw up your lungs? Did suck it in bubble gum? Yeah,
Juul just had to pay out, what, $40 million? Because of their marketing to their like basically it was found that they were marketing to kids.
Yeah. Well,
I know that's not, that doesn't affect, like, that's not saying, well, it's bad for you.
Yeah.
I mean, we know the effects, but certainly worse for kids is if there's nicotine in it.
Yeah. There's just a lot of questions still, you know, we don't know yet. Is vaping a healthier alternative to cigarettes? Maybe. Can it cause cancer? Maybe. We don't know yet. Pulling shit into your lungs that doesn't belong there other than air, you know, doesn't seem right.
Exactly.
But we don't have the numbers yet, so we'll see how things go. Anyway, I guess what I'm saying is it's not like I'm some kind of vape head now, but I came away going, you know, I get it. I get why this is. I get why even if it's just a stick in your mouth that you do a thing and you get a little bit of whatever, I get why people are into it.
It's why we put pens in our mouth when we're working on stuff, Scott.
Yeah.
You and I probably both do it.
Yeah, we do. I got this exacto knife I do it with all the time, and that's dangerous.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah,
I know.
Hope you do that end.
So one time I put it in the wrong end and cut my lip like a dumbass. And then sometimes if I put it in this side, I accidentally nick a screen or something while I'm leaning forward. So I got to stop doing that.
Like of all the things, why you've got pens, Scott? You've got pencils. Chew on a pencil.
I do. I have within reach, though. All I have is that, a pair of very sharp scissors, and this thing that would pinch your nipple off if you wanted.
Wow. All right. Yeah.
Get right in there. All right.
If I wanted.
If you... Well, of course you want.
Of course I want. Dance by the light of the moon.
All right, let's get to some news. Today's news is brought to you by...
The Facebook Tadpool Group. It's a great bunch of community and listeners who also happen to like Facebook. If you're one of them, apply at facebook.com/groups/tadpool today.
That's right. T-A-D-P-O-O-L. Doesn't mean you'll get in 100% of the time, but it means you might...
Yeah, and it's a good way to always get invited to the surveys for What's Your Nerd.
Yeah.
Or not What's Your Nerd, sorry, the Tadpooly Feud, because that's where I post stuff like that.
Yeah.
I need to figure out, you know, maybe once this massive project is done, I'll be able to get back on doing the What's Your Nerd stuff, because I really enjoy doing those, where you find somebody's, what they're an expert in, and then ask them 10 questions. It takes forever to write those questions.
Yeah, it's a beast.
Forever.
Yeah. Plus you have the whole production of, like, you got to call them and you got to have the right time and you schedule a thing and then you have the discussion.
Exactly.
And then you edit it down.
And we have a listener who offered to write questions saying, you know, if you need help with that, Brian, I could totally do the questions for you. I said, all right, well, here, let me give you one as a test and see how you do. See what you do. That was the last I'd heard from them.
Oh, wow.
I've not heard from them since.
They got a taste of the work, and they said, "Nope, not for me."
That's right. Left. It's someone who frequently emails us about stuff, and I don't think we've heard anything from this person since they offered to do that.
Well, if they hear us now, they'll know what's going on.
Know.
But if your alternatives out there, you know, if you want Discord, great. We got a whole big Discord thing. You like? You know, I don't know.
Twitter.
We're
Tumblr,
all over the place.
Friendster. We're on Friendster. Friendster.com/frogpants.
Yeah. We got Reddit. Uh-huh. You can go to Reddit.
Geocities.com/frogpants.
Yeah, that's how Geocities worked. They definitely had /frogpants.
We have the Frog Pants City in GeoCities. Yeah.
I keep hearing Tumblr's going to have a comeback, someone told me.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like they got ideas over there that are going to bring them back to the... I don't know. It's hard to do once you lose your people. I don't know how you do it. We'll see.
I don't know.
All right, let's get into the news here. Let's talk about everyone's favorite billionaire man, Elon Musk.
Okay. Sure.
He's a billionaire man. And as you know, he's in a current space race with two other billionaires to get to space first, and that's fun. That tells me they're not, that tells me those guys aren't taxed enough, but whatever. We'll get into that later. Anyway, a bronze Elon Musk statue in downtown Manhattan was unveiled, but to a wave of mockery, says this headline.
As it should be. Yes.
Yeah. This thing, I don't know what to even say about it, but chat will put it up so you can make your own judgments here.
It's funny because, I have a thought on this. Let's read a little more of the story and I'm going to tell you, is there more to it?
All right. I'm going to write. Well, there's a little bit. Some people wrote, for example, thank you. It's getting hard to find public toilets. One user wrote. Another said, I'm going to wreck into it with my Tesla Model S. Plaid edition electric vehicle. Another commented. Let's see. It says, I mean, it goes on. Oh, that is actually all there is. So what were you going to say about this?
All right. So do you remember, 5 years ago they had the Lucille Ball bronze statue that was erected?
Yeah.
That barely looked human, let alone looking like Lucille Ball.
Right. Where is that? I'm going to find that because that was weird. I think we talked about it here.
Yeah. Well, we talked about it here. It's been since we've
oh yeah, that's so bad.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, I forgot about this, you guys. Look at this.
Right.
This is shit. That's supposed to be Lucille Ball there.
Right.
Wow.
And they did eventually redo it and the new one looks great.
Yeah, the new one looks like
side
her
by
now.
Side.
Yeah.
But now here's the thing. I'm gonna argue that because you see bronze statues of folks like Lincoln and Washington and you know, people that were around before we had thousands of photos of them for us to be able to say, that doesn't look like Abraham Lincoln.
Yeah.
So I'm going to argue that bronze statues have always been relatively bad. Now we've got a lot of pictures of Elon Musk and Lucille Ball and Henry Winkler. And
100% agree. 100% agree. They're all really freaking bad. Yeah, I mean, even the one that's better of her, even the one that looks like Lucille Ball,
Yeah. Is
still weird. It's still not 100%.
Yeah.
You know?
I think you almost have to go, because that one's almost stylized cartoony. Look up the Henry Winkler bronze statue that's in Milwaukee.
Hold on. Really?
I'm gonna give you a link.
Winkler statue.
Right
oh
here.
Oh my gosh.
In Discord, yeah.
That's so bad. Oh, well, there he is standing with it. I found one of them standing with it.
Yeah.
That's really bad.
Yeah, so, but you know, you go to Caesar's Palace, there's that big bronze bust of Julius Caesar. Guess what? We got nothing to compare Julius Caesar to photos or anything like that. So sure, it looks just like him. Why not?
Yeah. I don't know. It's just kind of art. I don't know.
Yeah.
Like the one that Lucille
Ball. Oh, is there going to be a Janeway statue?
No way. Like Captain Janeway?
Captain Janeway.
Hold on.
I think you'll even argue that this doesn't look like here. I'm going to give you a link. Just go to janewaystatue.com or click the link I gave you. And thank you, J.C. Calhoun, for this one.
I mean, it's a little better.
Kind of looks like. It's certainly not as insulting as the Lucille Ball.
Yeah. Part of the reason it works a little better, I think, is because it's a little more stylized.
It's a little more stylized, like the Lucille Ball, the new Lucille Ball one.
Yeah,
I think that's what you got to do. You got to kind of do a borderline caricature of the person to make it not look garbagey.
Yeah.
Oh, is there a Freddie Mercury one? Is it in Zanzibar or wherever?
Freddie Mercury. Curie.
How good can this be, right?
I mean, it must. All right, let's see here. That's bad. That's really bad.
That's not too bad.
Oh, it's terrible. Are you looking at the same one?
I might not be looking at the same link. Let's see here. All of the ones have the face is relatively shadowed.
Maybe it depends on the angle. The angle I'm looking at.
Yeah, the side angle is not good.
No. There's a couple of shadow. Like, if you put it in shadow and put it out in front of everybody, that looks pretty good.
But boy, from the side, it looks like trash.
He's going to sculpt every one of us. Yeah, he looks.
But in front and kind of below looks great. Like this link right here. That view. Jeez Louise, there's got to be a better way for me to give you a better link.
That's all right. This will work. Whoops. Got a redirect notice on it.
Like that view. Oh, here, I'll do it this way. It's far better. Yeah. That view looks pretty good.
Yeah, that looks all right. Mm-hmm. Although it looks a little like some guy in the, I don't know. It's like Walt Disney cutting a rug, you know? There's something about his face.
Because of the mustache, yeah.
It's not quite right. But, listen, everything you've shown me is better than that Lucille Ball nightmare. That was horrendous.
Yeah, the Lucille Ball one is the worst. It's the greatest offender.
So back to this Elon Musk thing. It's also bad. It looks nothing like Elon Musk.
Now, if you would have showed me that photo before you told me who it was, I wouldn't have been able to. I wouldn't have gotten it in 50 guesses.
That looks more like the Ned Beatty statue. Like, I get more Ned Beatty out of that. Like, he just died, so maybe they're putting up a... If you just said, hey, they put up a Ned Beatty statue a little more in his prime, I'd believe you. Because it doesn't look...
It's also a weird pose to choose. I mean, I see the photo that they kind of based it on. But maybe, you know, I don't know, have him holding... a truckster, it's the cyber truck. Have him holding a cyber truck model in one hand and a baseball in the other, or
and a baseball. Sure, why not?
Or a rocket ship, or something.
Because he's going
a
to
rocket
space.
Ship. There you go. Yep, exactly.
Yeah, there you go. Oh, is there a Melania statue?
Please tell me.
Let's see it.
How can you tell which one's the Melania statue?
Yeah, I know. Oh, come on. What is this? That's stupid. Look, did you see that link?
Yeah, it's on People Magazine, though. I think this is real.
Oh, my gosh. How is this possible? Who made this wooden face? That's really stupid. There's others here. Ariana Grande. Well, that's just her wax sculpture. Yeah. There's the Lucille Ball.
Yeah, why don't they get... They should get whoever does the Madame Tussauds wax sculptures to do the bronze sculptures.
Yeah.
Because those are great.
Yeah. Sometimes they're bad, though. Sometimes they miss the mark.
Oh, do they? Okay. Yeah.
Cristiano Ronaldo's is really bad.
He's the one who's like with the... with the hair, the Dairy Queen hair on top, right?
Yep. Ooh, the Ric Flair one's pretty cool. Oh, who's this? Kate Moss? What the hell's going on there? Boy, really, this is a fun.
Yeah. The Cristiano Ronaldo one is goofy.
This is a fun. Oh, the Colin Firth.
The eyes
horrible.
Like don't match up, and there's a Colin Firth.
Yeah, it's
front
really
statue.
Bad. Yeah, it's really bad. All right, well, I enjoyed that. Thanks, People Magazine. You've done your job today. Those were definitely.
Why is
people.
There a Colin Firth? Statue. That's crazy.
I don't know.
It's just floating in water, right?
Yeah. I mean, I like Colin Firth, but I don't know why he's got a statue.
Sure.
Seems like that's the thing you'd do later in that dude's life. But
I love that you can see Colin Firth's nipples through his white shirt on his statue.
That's pretty hot.
Yes.
I may need a shower after this. all right, let's move on to this here story.
All right, let's talk about something for the podcast listeners.
That's right. Something people don't have to see to get. Police called to stop exorcism happening in a Pennsylvania Home Depot.
Oh, no, right there in the paint aisle.
Yeah, you got to watch out. People not normally associate the words Home Depot and exorcism together, says this article from the Pittsburgh CBSLocal.com website. But that's exactly what happened in a Home Depot in Lackawanna County. You ever been there?
Lackawanna County?
Yeah.
I might have.
kind of
see, I don't know counties. What's the city? Is it just Pittsburgh in
Pittsburgh, I would assume, since it's Pittsburgh.
Let me see here. Lackawanna County.
It's like a suburb or something.
Yeah. I might have been. I've been to a few places in Pennsylvania, installations. Allentown and Pittsburgh and Philly.
I live in here in Allentown. I listened to a bunch of...
It's Scranton? Nope, never been to... We had Scranton as a customer, but sadly, I never got to go to Scranton even before the office.
Oh, man. That's too bad. Hey, trivia chat room, what was the Scranton city but the one in England for the British office? I remember this for some reason.
Can I say it?
Yeah.
Can I play?
Yeah, you can play.
It was Slough, wasn't it? S-L-O-U-G-H?
Yeah, I think it was Slough, right?
Or Slough? Slough, pronounced Slough?
Yeah. I love names that people just think are crappy by their name alone.
Right.
Yes. I think that's amazing. Sorry, Claire Gack, you lose. All right. Anyway.
You get nothing.
You get nothing.
Good day, Claire Gack.
The Dixon City Police Department said around 3:30 p.m. on June 21st, they responded to people holding an exorcism in an aisle of the Home Depot on Commerce Boulevard. Police say the ritual was in the lumber aisle. Oh, the lumber aisle.
Oh, sure. Okay.
Okay, not the
sprinklers. Yeah, I tried to find this exorcism. I got in there. I couldn't find my way around. There was nobody around to help me.
I know.
To find the exorcism.
Is anyone work here? You'd say. And they'd like,
are you on break? Well, you're wearing an orange shirt. Do you work here?
You work here. Oh, I hate that. Anyway, it says the demonstrators were doing it for the dead trees. Quote, unquote, the dead trees, meaning the lumber itself. The very high-priced lumber right now, by the way. It's very expensive.
Oh,
you know,
really?
Do you see what, like, a 2x4 went from $1.57 to $12 in the last year?
Wow. Holy cow. I wonder. So I guess people staying at home, they're deciding, well, I guess it's time to redo the bathroom.
I think what it is it's more of a builder's thing, like building, you know, new builds for homes, office, commercial, whatever. All that stuff is up by some huge percentage, and now there's just a shortage of lumber. And they, you know, it's like anything. All this, the chip shortage and all the other shortages, just the pandemic just effed with supply chain in a major way. And now everything's way too expensive.
Crazy.
Anyway.
We were actually in both a Home Depot and a Lowe's this weekend buying, looking for bathroom mirrors, because we are eventually going to do our bathroom, but we had the opportunity to get rid of our 8-foot mirror that we currently have in our bathroom that we weren't sure how we were going to get rid of it when we did eventually get time to redo the whole bathroom.
Sure.
And we knew we wanted to replace it. We knew we wanted mirrors like the ones in Vegas where you've got an LED outline in the mirror. Like the mirror's got a light in it kind of around the outside of it.
Sure.
So we picked those up at Home Depot and Lowe's. Well, picked them up at Lowe's after trying to find what we wanted at Home Depot, which we couldn't.
It's like those I'm ready for my close-up, Mr. DeMille kind of mirrors.
Yeah, right. Because when you're looking, if you like look at your eyes, you actually see like the cool outline, almost like a ring light in your in your eye.
Those are old school. Old school, but LED those. As well, which is cool because the old ones are old hot lamp.
Right. Tina says, well, there's one over here that's got a Bluetooth speaker in it. And I said, oh, cool. Are you going to let me listen to that Bluetooth speaker in the morning when I shower before you? Well, no. So maybe we don't need to get that. Plus, I have about 1,000 Bluetooth speakers.
Yeah. We're lousy with them as it already is.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I feel you.
Like I've Anchor now ships from my house when they need to fulfill orders.
You're an Anchor distribution center?
Exactly, yes.
That's awesome. So, an Anchor, they call you.
An Anchor.
Well, so this is the deal.
Did they tell the trees to walk towards the wood chipper?
They did. Get in the wood chipper then, they said. The people involved were escorted out of the store. The information was given by a blotter-style post. I don't know what that means. And the Facebook post has over 700 shares and 300 comments. I don't know why they always say that. 700 shares and 300 comments, which also, by the way, is not a lot.
No.
It's kind of low.
This is news, and here's the news about the news, and how people are reading the news about the news.
One Twitter user was quoted as saying, it's like, stop doing that. It's my least favorite trend in all of journalism.
Yes. Guess
Who
what?
Cares?
I can click on the link and find out how many shares and comments it's got.
Yeah.
Because I bet that number goes up after this news article that you just wrote.
Yeah. I mean, I've even been featured in a couple of these, like a BuzzFeed post once where one mm-hmm. of my tweets was called out. But I hate it. I was doing a tweet. It's not the same as confirmation. It doesn't confirm anything. It's just some
man on
tweeting.
The scene. No, man tweeted.
Yeah, man tweeted. Oh, man. That stopped the presses, everybody. A man tweeted.
Right.
Lame. I hate that. All right, moving on. Texans. We got a few Texans in the chat, I know, and sure. Who listen at home.
Sure.
Quite a few, actually. They eat pickles in the movie theater, and they're surprised to know that nobody else does.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm surprised to learn that they eat pickles in the movie theater. Like, that's a thing too. You can, at the concession stand, say, a bucket of pickles?
I assume it's like just get a big fat pickle.
Oh, kind of like what you get at the fair where it's in some sort of weird, partially brine-filled plastic bag.
Yeah, like a wrap of papery, yeah. Kind of butcher papery wrap that's like collecting all the juice in the bottom. But apparently this is a thing. Huh. So this person in this article wrote in southernliving.com, no matter how long it's been since you've last visited a movie theater or even a drive-in movie theater, we bet you that you cannot remember, or you can remember still, how it smells. That largely is thanks to the concession stand, and in particular things like, you know, popcorn, stuff like that. Anyway, says, while you might be familiar with the usual suspects like boxes of candy, big cups of Coke, tub full of popcorn, there's one unconventional concession food snack that is found in the Texans have been ordering for decades. Pickles. And they love them. They call them movie theater pickles. I know that's a fancy name for your pickle you got in the movie theater. But,
so they call it a movie theater pickle.
Yeah, what do you call these?
Wow.
Where'd you get that? I done got it at the movie theater. What do you call them? A movie theater pickle.
We don't call it movie theater popcorn. What are you eating? A movie theater popcorn. What's that? Movie theater goobers. Movie theater raisinettes.
I can't stop coughing, and I keep thinking, was it the was it the vape thing? Was it the vape? Vape?
You're already scarred.
You never know. Anyway,
what a horrible thing. I'm glad we don't have those in Colorado, because last thing I need is to be next to somebody who's going crunch.
Yeah. Yep. Yep. And smelling like a stinky pickle, and, you know.
Right, exactly. Yeah. Pickles are wet and juicy, and they make noise when you eat them, because otherwise they're in your lap.
Yeah. That's a really odd it's really odd. If we have any Texans. Can you guys write in and explain it to us? Tell us why you like it or why you don't, or to you why it's normal or whatever. Like, I know that there's always localisms that you're always surprised someone does and somebody else doesn't do. For example, in Mississippi, when people do their fries with ketchup, they put ketchup in a pile and then they dump a ton of pepper on the ketchup, just a ton of it. And mm-hmm. then you mix that in, you basically got pepper ketchup. Like, I'm talking black pepper, like flecks of black pepper, and you dip your fries in it. It's actually quite good, but I've never seen anyone do that outside of the state of Mississippi. Maybe Louisiana as well, but that's the only place I've seen it. Up here, right. We got that pink sauce that nobody else seems to do. The fry right. sauce, where it's like mayonnaise.
Yeah, Colorado movie theaters have deviled eggs, and I don't think any other states have that.
See, deviled eggs sounds like a pickle adjacent to me. Doesn't it?
I'm totally kidding. We don't have deviled eggs.
Oh, do you not? Okay. I was gonna be surprised.
Just wanted to see how far I could go with that.
Yeah, well, you went right to my believing it, is what you did. Even look at the chat. Tally in the chat went, what the F? Like, they believed you for a second. I don't blame them. I believed you. You're a believable guy, Brian, is the problem. You're a believable guy.
Yeah, I am. I'm a very believable guy. Yeah,
pretty believable guy. Anyway.
I'm pretty, and I'm believable.
So, Texas, speak up. Let us know your deal. I'd probably ask Justin to do
it. Here's where I would do it. If it came in like a nacho boat, right, and you got a bunch of little pickles that you you eat the entire pickle and not bite in it and slurp as you're eating the pickle.
Right. You could see that.
That's when I would do movie theater pickle.
Okay.
Movie theater pickles.
I think I'm with you on that.
Little dills or little bread and butter pickles or little sweet pickles, little, you know, whatever they call those.
Oh, the little mini ones that are.
Yeah.
I don't like the sweet ones. Ugh, those are gross. I like sweet pickles, but not those. Not that kind.
Bleh. Yeah.
Bleh. They're like the little corns, you know, the tiny corns you can get, the corn cobs or whatever. Yeah, what it's called.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
little mini corns or whatever they are.
Yeah, I like those too. Ugh. Oh, you don't like those? Ugh. Really?
Yeah, I can't eat them. Gross. Can't do them. Baby corn. That's it. Yeah, baby corn. Speaking of Utah and Colorado, I had a funny. I learned a thing over the weekend.
All right.
What'd you learn? Looking at education rates and who has the best rated education for K through 12 in the country. And as usual, the reason it came up is because Kim's from Mississippi, and as usual, Mississippi is at the very, very dirt bottom floor of this list.
Sure.
They always do the worst, and I don't know what your problem is, what's going on down there, but come on now, get it together, quit being last. Anyway, it's always them, and like then Louisiana, then Alabama, then Kentucky. Like, it's all these southern states, and I hate that it's true, but it is, and sure, they have all these problems. But then as the states go on, I'm like, all right, let's see where we're at. Let's see where we rank. And I'm happy to report that I thought Utah would be like middle of the pack somewhere, but we were 11th, just out of the top 10. Colorado, third.
Wow, really?
Well done,
look
Brian.
Look at that. Nice. Yeah,
well done. Number one was Massachusetts. They attributed that to like, you know, MIT and higher standards for younger pre-college stuff and all that.
It's probably all the, I would picture like all the New England states kind of being up there.
Yeah, they did all right for the most part. But there were a couple like Virginia way up on the list in the top 10. West Virginia, third from the bottom. Mm-hmm. So the Virginias, never the twain shall meet when it comes to education. Anyway,
is there a Mississippi Institute of Technology?
I mean, there are. They have colleges, but it makes me feel like I could go down there and breeze through them, like they'd be easy or something. No offense, everybody.
None at all.
Her whole family's from there. They're all very smart, educated people. My mother-in-law has a degree. My father-in-law has a degree. They're smart and good folks. It's not that, you know.
Absolutely. It's just, and there's dumb folks in the Northeast too. Like, it's, you know, we've got dumb folks and smart folks everywhere.
That's right. And as Greg says, yeah, Greg, you live there. You're wicked smart.
Wicked smart.
Wicked smart. Now, I don't know, Claire, I don't know how it is in Ireland. I assume you guys are just taught how to sing ditties and eat clovers and stuff, right? Is that your whole deal? I have no idea. What? I'm making stuff up about the Irish.
You live
now.
In the Shire? Is that?
All right. Let's see. We have time for one more here. Okay. Kiefer Sutherland.
Kiefer Sutherland.
Yeah, he's in the news, and he had a bunch of gardener's equipment stolen from his house. Somebody took his stuff.
Oh.
Yeah, it's a real bummer. Anyway, he's famous, of course, for the Jack Bauer role and all that. You guys know who Kiefer is. According to a law enforcement source...
How do you like those noodles, Michael?
How do you like that hoe and rake that you took of mine?
How do you like that rake, Michael?
Yeah, no kidding. At some point while he was gardening, or his gardener was working, he doesn't do it himself. Are you kidding? He pays a guy.
Sure.
The suspect was, the suspect was said to be worth $1,500... The suspect was said to be worth more than $1,500 using his and other tools.
While Sutherland's garden was working, the suspect was said to be worth more than $1,500.
I think he just took
using me. His and other tools.
This is bad. It's written bad.
Yeah.
The Floridian News Times. Hey, Florida was pretty low on that list too.
I think they skipped a word. Right. The suspect was said to have stolen stuff worth more than $1,500 using his and other tools. I don't,
especially weed whackers and hedge trimmers. Yeah, it's
bad. This is poorly written.
It's really bad. Again, Florida was on that list pretty low. I'm just saying. Kiefer is more and more angry by the incident and planning to take to get justice JB style, Jack Bauer style. I don't know how that TMZ knows this or thinks this, but. He's
no, they're just saying, in the meantime, imagine.
Oh, imagine.
More
angry. Okay.
Yeah. All right. I'll bet he has no idea. Oh, my gardener's stuff was stolen. All right. Well, we'll buy more.
Yeah, that's fine. I'm just in this.
I'll have it here in the next 24 hours, thanks to
give me some
Amazon
cocaine.
Prime.
Yeah. Thanks to the incredible value that is Amazon Prime membership.
Right.
All right. We're going to take a break and come back in a minute with Justin Robert Young. Please stand by because... we got stuff, and that's coming up here in a minute. Brian, will you play a song in the meantime?
Sure. All right. So, you know, you're familiar with the band Outfield.
Sure.
Right?
Love Outfield.
Well, this is not them. This is Right Field. They're Right Field, whereas Outfield is more...
Hold on. Outfield. The...
Josie's on a vacation far away. Yeah. That's the one.
All right. Yes. I like them.
Yep. Yeah, they're no relation at all. This is Right Field. Thanks to Quadio Records for sending this one over. These guys are from somewhere. I always like finding out where they're from, and I don't see it here. Oh, well.
Darn it.
Anyway, these guys are great. They have a new album that they've released called... boy, it's almost like I didn't do any research. Oh, here we go. Right Field 1. Was their debut album. They've released the deluxe version, and they have a new video and a new song. The song is their newest single. It's called Baby. Again, thanks to Quadio Records for this one. Here is Right Field and the song Baby.
Having a screwy family made a person crazy. The whole world would be one big loony bin.
You wipe up after breakfast.
Americans can be very useful. This is the Morning Stream.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Brian, that song again was?
That song, you know, during that song, I had so much time to research. That song was Right Field from their album, Right Field 1, with a song called Baby. These guys are from Arkansas.
Ah, Arkansas.
Arkansas.
Yeah, home of the Red Stick. And
that's right. Baton Rouge.
Well, that's Louisiana.
It's down in Arkansas.
Yeah, yeah. Arkansas, right. Home of Magnolia. I went to a place called Magnolia,
Arkansas.
There are
probably red sticks.
Yeah, they probably are. And they've got this amazing, they have this amazing flower. It's the state flower. It's the Magnolia. It's a beautiful flower. And I don't know why I'm mentioning that. I was in a city called Magnolia, Arkansas for a little bit, and it was very nice.
Oh, yes. Nice.
Now, Texarkana, which is where Texas and Arkansas meet, a little corner there. That's where former presidential hopeful and now dead businessman Ross Perot was from.
Oh, he was Texarkana? Okay.
Yeah, and I was there once, and it was weird because on the Texas side, It was really clean. It was literally a street where the states were divided down the middle of the street. Right. And on the Texas side, clean, well-kept, you know, patched roads, very nice, whatever. Arkansas side looked like Mad Max Fury Road over there.
Huh.
Don't know what was going on. Don't know what to, I don't know what their infrastructure plans are in Arkansas, but they clearly do not match up with the rest of the world. All right.
Very interesting. I've been to Little Rock. I've been to Fayetteville. I've never been to Texarkana, but I like the REM song.
That's good, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. They really know how to get their R's.
They know their songs about cities, border cities.
Yeah. And if you want pronounceable R's, get Michael Stipe on the job. He'll take care of it.
Stand in Arkansas. Now jump across. Now you're standing in Texas.
Jump around, stand. All right, here's this, everyone.
These are their stories.
Oh, I'm terrible with names.
Look who it is. Justin Robert Young joining us, as he does most Tuesdays, from his beautiful Texas-based studio. Justin Robert Young, welcome back to the program. Hello.
Well, hello, friends. Hello. It's always an enchantment.
Is it?
It is.
Okay.
It is. Yeah. All right. For sure.
I'm just making sure.
We missed you last couple weeks.
Yeah, we have missed
last week anyway.
Yeah, we missed you last week. And I want to say, or I guess we edge of the week before that. But then
we edge of the week before.
Tuesdays often get dinged, and I don't know why it's always Tuesdays. Tuesdays get hit. It's not on purpose. It's not because of you.
2 weeks ago, I was in New York, so it's been a little bit since I've been in the studio.
Yeah, that's true.
Right. Yeah, we were in your hotel room with you.
That's right.
You were in my Long Island City den.
Yeah. Ooh. Right. Yeah. I keep forgetting you were there. Did anything else significant happen? Like, would you any wacky story to tell about coming home from New York, or was it all? You know,
no wacky story about coming home from New York, although that election has become a fiasco of the highest order, including the New York City Board of Elections totally botching their first ranked choice election. And now all the candidates are suing. And maybe at some point within the next 7 years, we'll know who the mayor is.
Yeah, I saw somebody mistakenly added 135 test ballots, and they were marked as such, but they were in there, and they had to
they ran a test of the system, and then ran another test. But I know this becomes a sensitive subject because of our modern political climate, but I do think that. Everybody should just presume that the people running the elections are overworked, and maybe we should have more transparency.
Yeah.
That's all
I agree with that. It just depends on your definition, I suppose, of any of those things. But yes, I actually agree with that. You and I are in full agreement. Hey, quick question here. When you go to movie theater, since you've been in this great state of Texas, the Lone Star State, do you get pickles? Because apparently that's a thing. You get a pickle at the movie theater.
You get a movie theater pickle?
Yeah. Is that true?
I love pickles. Yeah. I'm a big pickle man myself.
Yeah,
sure.
That being said, never in my life have I had a pickle while inside of a movie theater.
All right, good. Yeah. I mean, you haven't. It's not like you've been there too long yet. Despite all your many visits over the years, there may have been an opportunity.
I've been to plenty of movie theaters in Texas. I have never gotten a pickle. Now, that being said, I don't know if I've been to many independent movie houses. Maybe that is a thing that in independent chains, that was more of a way to go about things, but not in the Draft House nor any of the AMCs or Regals or Cinemarks that I have been to in this, the Lone Star State. Have I ever been handed a pickle and said, please enjoy the film?
Now, maybe they were there. You didn't see them. Like, have you seen them behind the glass? Was there a jar on the?
But I mean, if you're going to describe it as a trend, then it would be defined by the fact that I would be the oddball out, not munching and crunching on a pickle delight. It would be like walking around and seeing a bunch of popcorn. Nobody has to tell you that popcorn is popular at movies in America.
Right.
You just see a bunch of people walking around with gigantic tubs of popcorn.
Right. Right. Well, we'll end up with feedback and emails from Texans, and I'm excited about this because we always love to learn about what other what other people do, you know, what they're up
to. Sure. Yeah.
What the others.
Yeah,
what's
the others.
Happening
what's
beyond
popular
the
in other states.
Yeah. Beyond our walls, beyond our view. What's going on? Speaking of which, there are things happening in the world of political things. They're not super exciting, but we had a new jobs report, very positive jobs report, which, by the way, just a side note on that, you did say some weeks ago that was going to be important.
Because he had a bad one. He had a bad one 2 months ago. He had an okay one a month ago. And this one I would describe as good.
Yeah.
It was 100,000 jobs more than they were expecting. But because people are not returning to work as fast as economists would, I guess, hope, the unemployment number ticked up. So 100,000 jobs more. Very good. Whenever the unemployment number is going up and not down, that is bad, but still on par. Good for Biden and enough for, I think, the wolves, the economy is crumbling wolves to be kept at bay for another month.
Yeah, well, yeah, sure. Some of them don't care. They'll just make up whatever. But
I think there's like, you know, the opposition has to have talking points every day. So sure. They're not going to say everything's great.
Never going to happen.
But but in terms of things that they would legitimately have to worry about and marshal resources on, I think that they're okay for another month. And really the worry will be more labor shortagey stuff as opposed to the fundamentals of the economy are broken.
Sure. And that combined with, you know, turning a little bit of a corner on COVID, although the Delta variant doing some nasty business, you know, causing some, I mean, it was what, 99?
The Biden administration wants to turn the page.
Yeah.
Like, oh, yeah, it was for sure. Actually kind of funny on the Patreon for the politics podcast. I do a Sunday edition of the program where I watch the Sunday political talk shows. And it was amazing how much the Biden administration really, 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 really wanted the topic to be how much we are done with COVID.
Yeah.
Like, it was a lot of the same people on a lot of the shows with, you know, the news is good. There is like 67% of Americans that now are vaccinated with at least one shot. That falls short of the Biden administration's goal of 70%, but you know, whatever, squint and it's okay. We are seeing a continued, a steep drop in terms of both cases and deaths. And even with the Delta variant, the people that are getting sick are the unvaccinated.
Right.
And so there's also the thought that, hey, look, whether or not you get there through science or frontier medicine, antibodies are being created at a very big pace. So the Biden administration is moving past COVID. I think that they wanted to use July 4th as that date, which is why there was so much talk of it over the weekend, which is odd because it's not like July 4th is any kind of anniversary of COVID. Like, it's not an anniversary of the lockdowns. It's not an anniversary of when people first started getting sick. It's just kind of arbitrary.
Yeah, from, right.
You know, yeah. Hot dogs and, you know, Kid Rock. But you know, that's what they wanted to do, and I do think that that is where Biden is going to go. That being said, Biden is viewed as handling COVID very, very well. If he is going to turn the page, then the question is what he focuses on, and there's nothing, at least in terms of public opinion, that he has handled as well as COVID, and I think he's going to look to change that over the next few weeks and months.
Okay, well, you may feel after these two discussion points, jobs report, turning the page on COVID, what that means, the overall effect on the economy and the people of this country, you may think that there's no third, maybe more important thing to talk about here, but there is. And that is, you went and saw the Fast, is it just F9? Or Fast
F9.
9?
Okay. F9.
So they're going full function key on your keyboard naming for this
film. Exactly. Yeah, yes. No,
finally, the adaptation that the function 9 key on your keyboard has been waiting for.
Because it's always been a bit of a redheaded stepchild, that F9 key. I use it to capture, or I can So an NVIDIA card will let you do like continuous stream capture of whatever game you're playing. But other than that, F9's kind of lame. Oh. It's not great.
On my Magic Keyboard, it jumps to the next song. iTunes.
Oh, there you go then. See?
Yeah.
So
I would have liked my review of the movie is it could have used more people hitting the F9 key. for a movie that does a lot, it does not do that.
So from a historical perspective, this film series is weird and old, and its origins are quite different than what it's turned into. In a lot of ways, that series is basically the Avengers without uniforms and or costumes and using cars for their superpowers.
Well, let's track exactly where it came from.
All right.
Right?
Yeah.
Because Fast and the Furious, which is a good movie, the first movie, I do still stand up for that one as like, you know, much like Die Hard and Rocky. Eventually, these movies become parodies of parodies of parodies of parodies. Mm-hmm. The initial movies are good, and Fast and Furious is a good movie, but it's essentially Point Break with drag races.
Right. Yes.
It's almost exactly Point Break, down to the idea of an FBI agent that needs to infiltrate scheme and winds up insinuating himself within a Southern California subculture. In this case, it's drag racing and not surfing. And then eventually winds up making almost the exact same choices, except for the fact that everybody survives. Sure. Spoiler alert for Point Break.
Sure.
What's fascinating is that at that point, the ascendant Vin Diesel decides he doesn't want to be a part of the franchise anymore.
Yeah.
So they do a Paul Walker focused version, Too Fast, Too Furious, which introduces both Ludacris and Tyrese, who are now the comic relief. They are a huge part of this franchise and a huge part of this movie, F9.
Right.
They just write these scenes where now Tyrese is basically just like the Greek chorus for how ridiculous the movies have gotten. So he'll just stop a scene and be like, "Wait a minute. You're telling me that we're going to drive a 1989 Dodge Charger into the belly of a humpback whale and then set off a nuclear bomb?" Like, that's his job. His job is to just loudly say what is clearly ridiculous in the movie so the audience laughs. And Ludacris is smart. Is kind of the brain to his pinky in a lot of ways.
Yeah.
Then the whole franchise was totally thrown off in
Tokyo Drift, baby. My favorite. It's my favorite one. I'm going to just say it now so I can get it out of the way and everyone can make fun of me, but I love Tokyo Drift. That's my favorite.
Tokyo Drift is a good movie. I like Tokyo Drift too. They have none of the original cast until the credit scene. The credit scene has Vin Diesel as, he's about to race the main character in Tokyo Drift.
Yeah.
That apparently was only done because they were going to do a DVD box set of the first three movies. It was so well received that it got traction for them to do a Vin Diesel a reboot that would get together more of the original cast. And that is essentially that and the decision to not make this about drag racing, but instead make it about heist, therefore bringing it into a whole nother genre, effectively begins the modern franchise, which has done nothing but continue to employ better and better actors for sillier and sillier roles and play more and more reggaeton while they crash more and more cars, which to the credit of the movie and the franchise in general, no matter how much you can be high-minded or highfalutin about the Fast and Furious franchise, what you can't say is that it is not absolute pop art when it comes to escalation. The thing that just happened will never be bigger than the thing that is about to happen 5 seconds later, and you are never far away from it, or Tyrese saying, "Wait a minute, That's really big and far bigger than what just happened in the previous scene.
Well, so, all right. If you're going to, we're heading toward a two-part finale for the whole series. 10 is apparently going to be two movies.
Yeah.
And then they're done. They're going to say, this is it. We're hanging it up. We're done. And that makes sense. It's a big long run. A 10-movie franchise is a gigantic deal. It's a giant money-making machine. You got to say well done to a series that just completely crapped the bed with two. Two is so bad. I was sure after that, well, they're not making any more of these. This will be the end of this. And then I went, oh, well, if they're going to make one, I guess it has to be a weird offshoot. And sure enough, Tokyo Drift is a weird offshoot. But, oh, the main guy dies and he's awesome. Oh, shoot. How is he dead? Don't worry. This movie will freaking Captain America him right back into the story as needed. And now he's not dead. So they're not afraid to just, you know, go nuts on this thing. How do you think history will treat this 10, you know, 10 film franchise in the future? Are we going to look back and go, oh, man.
Are you aware of the rumors of what they want to do with the final movies?
No. What?
So Fast and Furious is owned by Universal.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, they're going to merge it with the Universal Monsters franchise.
No.
Even better.
what are they gonna do?
A franchise that already has established itself as being very excited to have American-made muscle cars rolling over the emerald tropical greens of various different forests. Imagine, if you will, Fast and the Furious meets Jurassic World.
Shut up.
Really?
Yeah, that's the rumor.
I mean, oh, that's awesome. I mean, love that rumor.
Yeah, I guess, you know what? I wouldn't turn that down. Like, why not?
No, I mean, come on.
I might see my second Fast and the Furious film, if that's the case.
Yeah. Like, dude, who owns Transformers? Can we just get all these dumb ideas in one place and get it up there?
I don't know. I mean, it reminds me, and I don't know if this was Universal as well. I think it might have been, but they've been into the idea of combining franchises before. Like, there was an idea to combine 21 Jump Street, that franchise, when it was Jonah Hill and Channing Tatum,
yeah,
with Ghostbusters. That was apparently like well on the way to happening.
Really?
And then they wound up going with the Paul Feig, Kristen Wiig idea. But they have been into that. It feels like something. I mean, all right. Spoiler alert for Fast 9. Number one, Han from Tokyo Drift is back and just retconned back into existence.
Yeah, why not?
Hilarious fashion. And two, Tyrese and Ludacris go to space. So, like, if we're checking off all the things that, like, You're running out of the list of things that very late in life franchises need to do. You know, eventually you go to space. Eventually you bring back all the characters that died in the previous movies. So this is, and I guarantee you, whether or not you've seen the movie, that does not diminish your enjoyment of the Fast 9 movie if you are indeed going to enjoy it. But I feel like it's a good call. Like, who doesn't want to find out what is more powerful, a Tyrannosaurus Rex or family?
Yeah. Yeah. Right. Well, I feel like at some point in my lifetime, I don't know when this will happen, but I probably ought to do like a Tokyo Drift and forward rewatch of everything. I'm good on one and two. I've seen one a million times, and two is terrible and I know it. And we did Film Sack for it and everything. I don't need to do it. But I think I could do Tokyo Drift through 9 as a, like, you know, a few weekends in a row, just have a little bit of a binge and enjoy myself. I'd have a good time. Really,
anything past Tokyo Drift is really where this franchise begins.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, because that's when they're about robbing banks and characters coming back to life and you know, we are elevated to a level of, like, by the time that we are into Fast 9, not only are they in a multi-movie relationship with a shadowy version of the CIA,
yeah,
as typified by Kurt Russell, but also we are now into full, James Bond Moonraker territory. Yeah. Like we're to armies of henchmen in the hundreds of thousands, rockets being launched. John Cena's there. It's just a lot. There's a lot going on. John Cena is on a zip line in this movie that I considering how long the scenes go and how much he is still just Mary Poppinsing through Edinburgh has to be about a 3 mile long zip line. Like yeah. It is the longest zip line. I don't know if Edinburgh is really even that big compared to the zip line that John Cena is on in this movie.
Yeah. Well, now you got me. Now you got me wanting to see it. You saw this in theaters, I assume. Yeah.
It's a Big Mac, yeah. Right?
Sure.
It is there to be crowd pleasing.
Yeah.
It is not complicated. It doesn't pretend to be complicated. Mm-hmm. It doesn't pretend to be deep. Like, yes, there is power creep to all of these characters. We're not exactly sure why the sister of a guy who was good at drag racing is now Jason Bourne level, you know, Brazilian jiu-jitsu expert. But she is. And at some point, Dom Toretto, Vin Diesel's character, is going to love family so much that he will just erupt laser beams out of his eyeballs, because that's just where this franchise goes.
Yeah, I know there's some
family so much in this movie. He rips down an entire silo.
Wow.
With his hands.
Whoa. That's...
like he's Frankenstein. Yeah. He just grabs chains and he's like, ah, and he doesn't scream family, but in my head he did.
Yeah.
Just like, ah, family. And he just rips down an entire silo, killing everybody but himself. He just goes into an extended dream sequence.
So he's of the three big wrestlers in Hollywood, The Rock, him and Dave Bautista, he is considered the least of the acting talent. Do you think that's still true? Because I think he's doing all right. Seems to be.
John Cena?
Yeah. I keep hearing that. He's like the low end of that tree. And I'm like, I don't know. I think he's fine.
Don't know if you know, in terms of the roles that they've tended to get, I think John Cena is the most capable comedic actor with range. Mm-hmm. Like Dave Bautista, much like in the world of wrestling, is at his best when he's playing Dave Bautista. Yeah. And that's like... perfectly channeled into Drax.
Sure.
Like that is the best version of Dave Bautista.
Yeah.
But because he is kind of quiet and there's more behind the eyes, I think Dave Bautista is better as a dramatic actor than either the two of them were. And I think, you know, Blade Runner, where he's standing, you know, across from Ryan Gosling in that initial scene is enough to kind of prove that, wow, you know, you put him with good writing. And like a good actor, you can read a great story into him just being there. The Rock is Arnold Schwarzenegger. He's just a movie star.
Yeah.
He's like the concept of acting for him is just
showing up.
Not even a thing. It's like now The Rock's on The Jungle Cruise. Now right. The Rock's in Fast and the Furious. Now right. The Rock is like, you're not going to see him in a Paul Thomas Anderson movie.
Yeah.
John Cena, I think you could.
Yeah.
John,
I agree.
I think. You could see him in, you know, he fit well into I can't remember the Tina Fey.
Oh, the they had a big party. He was great in that. Yeah, I saw that too. He was good in it. Yeah, he's got the comedy side of it. That would be my worry about him in a more dramatic roles. I feel like everyone's about to crack up any minute when that guy's like reading a line or something. Not because he isn't. Like, he's just got kind of a natural smirk and a natural sort of, I'm about to say something funny.
He could be somebody that is also a little dangerous. Like, I could see him in, like, you know, maybe a comic relief role in, like, a Wes Anderson movie or something.
Yeah.
You know, where he's, like, a waiter who just happens to be jacked. Or, oh, actually, no, you want to know what? Know where he would fit? He would be great in a Coen Brothers movie.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I could
because
totally see that.
Because he'd be able to be earnest, but also be able to be dumb in the way that the Coen Brothers just feast on.
Yeah.
Like, all of your, you know, this would be, throw John Cena in like, Oh Brother, Where Art Thou? And I kind of feel like the fit.
I could see that. also you said Ernest, and it made me want the Coen brothers to make an Ernest movie.
To do an Ernest movie?
Yeah, just a movie about Ernest. Burned? Ernest goes to, I don't know.
That's all right. I don't think I need that. Thank you.
I feel like I might. I feel like I might need it. All right. Well, we'll.
But it is also very funny that famously The Rock and Vin Diesel did not get along. They were not friends. No. They were very much at odds. That led to, you know, The Rock getting his spinoff franchise with Jason Statham.
Yeah.
And now they just immediately just put in another famous wrestler. They're just like, out with the old, in with the new. Yeah. Welcome, John Cena.
I don't know. I'm just kind of excited to see it. And I'm more excited to see the new Suicide Squad, where he also is there and plays that Peacemaker and also has that spinoff series. It's already wrapped, I guess, for HBO.
Yeah.
You know, they had a Suicide Squad trailer in front of this movie that I liked a lot more than the one that's out.
Oh, really? Interesting. Okay. Hmm. I like that initial one with the song, the Steely Dan song. I thought that was all right. But the newer like mainstream,
Dirty Work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the Dirty Work one's awesome. But
I think this is I had not seen it before, but I don't know if it's out on the internet. But what I suspect this movie is doing, and I don't know why they're not marketing it, is that my guess is that when James Gunn comes in and they say like, "Hey, we want to do another Suicide Squad, but it's going to be basically a full reboot," that one of the first things that James Gunn would say is, "Okay, cool, I need 50 supervillains because we're going to kill 25 in the first 5 minutes." Because that's the fun part of Suicide Squad is that they just throw a gigantic wave of supervillains at these problems.
Yeah.
And then three or four of them are alive by the end.
Yeah. The ones you can't kill. You can't kill Harley Quinn. You can't kill the other guy. I can't think of his name. You can't even kill Deadshot except that Will Smith didn't want to be in it. But yeah. Yeah, what's the Joe Kinnaman character? Not Frank. Jake. Shit. Anyway.
I'm never going to remember. I'm not even going to try.
I just read the coolest series or the coolest comic adaptation of that. Flag. That's what it is.
Flag. Right.
I just read the coolest Suicide Squad run from 2019 that I hadn't read. And I just barely finished it. So freaking good. If they can just get half of that feeling on screen, and I think they can, I'm very excited.
I thought it was good. This was a lot more the new trailer is a lot more Deadshot focused.
Yeah. Is this the one where you learn that the reason he's in prison is he shot Superman with a kryptonite bullet? Is that the one? Is that the trailer or no?
Yeah.
Okay. I have seen that. That thing is floating around. It's good. Hmm. It's a good trailer. You're right. And we'll see how, you know,
It is John Cena asking if Project Starfish is in reference to a
to a butthole. Yeah. That's the one. Again,
yes.
Again, to speak to John Cena's comedy chops is just very funny. John Cena earnestly asking whether or not we're talking about a butthole.
Yeah,
is just fun.
Yeah, so that's what he's good at.
You're not going to make me smile.
That's right. Well, if you want more riveting discussion like this, you can find more of it in Jury's little backyard over there. He's got all kinds of projects going on. Anything in particular you'd like to mention today before we go?
Number one, Great Night. It is back, baby. If you liked NSFW show, if you liked Night Attack, then congratulations. We literally just repackaged it with a new set. It is called Great Night. It is on our Twitch channel. If you were subscribed to it before, then you're still subscribed to it. Otherwise, head over to watch.greatnight.tv. World's Greatest Con. We did our Q&A episode yesterday with all the questions that people had about the first season. That is our premiere audio investigation into Operation Mincemeat and a whole lot more. But we are looking toward more seasons. And with the idea being that it took us 8 months to make the first one, we would love to make them a lot faster. And to do that, not only are we going to have to rely on advertising when we come back for season two, but to help make season two, we have opened up a Patreon. So patreon.com/greatestcon. What we can promise you is regular updates as to what we are doing. And then when the shows come out, you will indeed get ad-free versions of them. And let me tell you what, considering how much time and effort I put into season two or season one, and season two will have some ads on it.
Because, yeah. Yeah, I can tell from the production that, I can tell from the production this was not, none of that was easy. So,
I'm sorry. It is twitch.greatnight.tv to get the stuff.
Oh, but, okay, cool. Yeah, I didn't get didn't forward for
some
reason.
Head on over there. That's tonight we'll have Brett the Amtrekker Rounceville joining us live from Austin, and it'll be a really fun time. You want to know what?
What's that?
You know, what would it take to get you guys into Austin?
What would it take to get us into Austin?
Wouldn't take much for me.
Because I'll tell you what. I know we've always kind of wanted to do a big crossover stuff, and the only time that ever normally happens is Nerdtacular, which God knows when another one of those is going to happen.
Maybe news on that soon, but keep going. Keep talking.
Okay. All right. Hey, but you know, we wouldn't have to meet anybody. You could wash your hands 50 times. You wouldn't see. We'd tell everybody at Schwitz compound, please don't look the talent in the eyes. Yeah. Everybody would just walk around with their heads down. Yep. You could just come on in, do the show, and then get you back on your private jet.
Private frog pants jet that we have, definitely have. Yeah. Well, we'll talk.
Let's talk. I like that idea.
I like this idea as well. I really like what you guys did with your set and all that. It looks like fun. Fun little reboot over there.
I think it'd be a great time. In all seriousness, part of the advantages of having that set in that facility is that not only is it a place where we can have guests stay, but it's a great little thing. But I'll, now that I've publicly pressured you, I'll doing that in private and then ask whether or not it's actually possible.
Well, there you have it. Justin Robert Young, publicly pressuring, but privately pontificating. I don't know what I'm trying to say. A lot of P words is what I'm aiming at. Have a fantastic week. Justin R. Young on Twitter, of course. Find him there. We'll talk to you soon.
See ya.
All right.
Nice.
Brian, we're near the end here. Oh, where's the shit?
Publicly pressuring, but privately pickling.
Pickling his pickle for his next pickled pickle. Let's see here. Okay, there it is. I found it. All right. Hey, that's the end of the show. That means we're done. A reminder, tomorrow, my sister will be in studio. That will be our therapy Wednesday for the week, because Thursday, we will not have her. But we will have Tom and Nicole that day. So just a little switcheroo this week. Nothing too serious. But you can expect all the same stuff, just different days. Oh, I forgot to play this.
The jury will now retire.
Sorry, he's retiring.
There we go.
I know. Right under the wire there. Oh, boy. All right, that's going to do it for us. Speaking of patrons, huge thanks for keeping this ship afloat. Without you, it doesn't. So big thanks, and continued support is welcome. Also, if you haven't done it yet, please check it out at patreon.com/TMS. I'm going to start mentioning names on the show, people who are have been longtime supporters of the show. So tomorrow, I think I'm going to start doing that. Look for your name to be read if you are indeed a supporter of the show. That's patreon.com/TMS. Frogpants.com/TMS for everything else. And send your emails to themorningstream@gmail.com. Brian, let's get out of here with a song.
We'll do. Quick note also, next month, I've nailed down the date. August 10th is going to be the date for the mini meetup. It's just me. Sorry. No Scott. Sorry. Just me. Sorry. I'm going to apologize enough that it's just me. Someplace very close to Disneyland, because I'm not renting a car for the aforementioned reasons earlier in the episode.
Yeah.
So walking distance from Disneyland, someplace in the evening, 7 p.m. ish, is going to be when we do some sort of meetup thing. Yeah. I know there's a nice, bar that Tristan and I have gone to that's further south on Harbor Boulevard that would be out of the general public Disneyland area. It's like on the way to the hotel that Tristan and I usually stay at.
Sure.
That's a possibility. Or I could walk to that bowling alley that we always did for pre-BlizzCon.
Yeah, that's not too far. It's a little walk, but not too bad.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
not too bad.
Yeah.
You know, I'm only going to be walking all day at Disneyland. So, what's another little bit of walking? Right?
Sure, and knowing what June and July we're having, maybe it'll only be 112, 120.
Right, degrees. Exactly. Yeah,
it'll be fine. No worries.
Exactly. All right. Anyway, so more details about that, but we've got a date nailed down and a rough time. It's going to be 7 p.m. ish. So, I just hope, I hope I can get into Avengers Land early enough in the day to where I'm not like, oh, Avengers Land from 5 to 7. Okay, great. Maybe we do the meetup at 8.
Yeah.
So, all right. Let's do a request. This one comes to us from Dustin, who says, I just ran across this song while listening to Disturbed and Five Finger Death Punch on YouTube. It was released in 2020 and I hadn't heard it before. Just thought I'd like to share it with the group. Here's my request. Say Stafe. Signed, Dustin.
Aww.
Now, it's funny because we haven't played this one before. We've played a lot of the other stuff from Disturbed. This one came out of left field because, you know, Disturbed covering Genesis. Sure. Disturbed covering Simon and Garfunkel. Totally makes sense. Disturbed covering Sting, for whatever reason, felt like a weird direction for their cover choices.
It's very odd.
And not a, and not like a rocker like Roxanne or... I don't know. It just was a weird choice. Here are Disturbed covering If I Ever Lose My Faith in You by Sting.
All right, cool. We'll see you guys tomorrow. Come on back then. You hear?
You could say I lost my faith in science. And progress. You could say I lost my belief in religion. You could say I lost my sense of direction. You could say all of this and worse. But if I ever lose my faith in you, there'll be nothing left for me to do. Some would say I was a lost man. World. You can say I lost my faith in the people on TV. You can say I lost my belief in our politicians.
Let me know.
This show is part of the Frog Pants Network.
Frog Pants Network.
Get more shows like this at frogpants.com.
105 years, and he still doesn't know my name.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.